Welcome to the Straight Up Small Business Podcast. I'm Bec Buchanan, accountant turned bookkeeping business owner. I'm passionate about small businesses like yours, and I create this weekly podcast to support and inspire you to make the next best decision in your business journey. Hello and welcome to episode 101 of the Straight Up Small Business Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. This episode is going to be a little bit self-serving in that I really want to research this topic and adopt it in my own business. So I'm going to bring you on the journey with me. It's about dashboards and why I think every business needs one. But the truth is, I don't have one, or my business, I should say, Straight Up Bookkeeping, doesn't have one. I tried to start a dashboard a couple of years back with some basic key performance indicators in it, which I presented to my small team every week. But the process fell over once I got too busy to maintain it. And I also wasn't sure who the right audience was and whether my team was really buying into the information back then. But I do believe every business needs a dashboard, and definitely my own business included. Or maybe need is too strong a word. Let me say that every business would highly benefit from having a dashboard of sorts. And in this episode, I'm going to explain what a dashboard is, why your business will benefit from having one, key metrics to consider including on your dashboard, and how to go about designing one. Before I kick off, as always, I would like to acknowledge the Kujumbura people of the Bundjalung Nation whose land I am on whilst recording this episode. I'd like to pay my respects to them, their elders past, present and emerging, as the traditional owners of my homeland. Okay, let's dive in. What is a business dashboard? A business dashboard is a data visualization tool that displays key performance indicators or KPIs, metrics and other relevant information in a visual format. It's typically on a single screen or on a single page. And the purpose of a dashboard is to provide users with a quick and easy way to monitor the health and performance of various aspects of a business in real time or close to real time. A dashboard can be sophisticated and complex, pulling data from underlying systems like Shopify and Stripe, and automatically turning it into useful information that can be graphed and or quoted on a dashboard. Or a dashboard can be simple and very manual, where basic but important metrics are updated every week and presented to management. A single dashboard can cover many aspects of a business in one, from sales to expenses to customer feedback to pipeline updates. Or you can have a different dashboard for various areas of a business. So you might have a financial dashboard, a sales dashboard, a marketing dashboard, and so forth. Wherever a business is at, a dashboard or many dashboards can be of assistance in driving results. Let me run through the main benefits of dashboard creation now. Number one is data visualization. Dashboards provide a visual representation of key metrics and data, making it easier for business owners and stakeholders to quickly understand complex information because a graph can be much more powerful to look at and understand than having just numbers listed one after the other. Number two is decision making. With real-time or almost near real-time data updates, dashboards empower decision makers in a business to respond promptly to changing situations and to make informed decisions based on current information, rather than having to wait until financial results are presented to them at month end, for example. Number three is performance monitoring. Dashboards allow businesses to monitor their performance against KPIs and goals, helping them to stay on track and identify areas for improvement. Number four is efficiency. By consolidating relevant data into one centralized location, dashboards save time and effort that would otherwise be spent gathering and analyzing data from multiple sources. Number five is communication. Dashboards facilitate communication within an organization by providing a shared understanding of performance metrics and goals across teams and departments. Number six is identifying trends and patterns. Dashboards can help identify trends and patterns in data that may not be immediately apparent, enabling businesses to capitalize on opportunities or mitigate risks. Number 7 is goal alignment. Dashboards help ensure that everyone in the organization is aligned with the company's, or the business's, I should say, goals and objectives by providing visibility into how individual efforts contribute to overall success. And the 8th benefit I want to mention is competitive advantage. You never know, but having a well-designed dashboard could provide a competitive advantage by enabling faster, more informed decision-making in your business compared to your competitors, who perhaps aren't looking at such powerful metrics in their business or aren't dashboarding at all. And depending on the type of dashboard you're producing or many dashboards you produce in your business, there might be other benefits as well that I haven't mentioned. But to summarize, dashboards are valuable tools for improving performance, efficiency, and decision-making in a business, whatever the industry or size of that business. Okay, now I'm going to go through some key metrics that you could consider including on a dashboard or across multiple dashboards in your business, depending on your objectives, your industry, and the needs of the people that you are presenting your dashboard to. So number 1 would be financial metrics. Consider revenue, profitability, expenses, and cash flow. Number 2 is sales and marketing metrics. So sales performance, conversion rates, marketing return on investment as examples. Number 3 could be operational metrics. So production metrics, inventory metrics, service metrics, supply chain metrics. Number 4 would be customer metrics. So think about customer retention rates, customer lifetime value rates, net promoter scores, or customer engagement. If you have this data, it would be so useful to put that on a dashboard to let your team know. Number 5 is employee metrics. Do you have metrics around employee satisfaction, productivity, performance metrics, training and development? Number 6 is quality metrics. If relevant for your business, consider defect rates, error rates, customer complaints. And number 7 area would be strategic metrics, market share metrics, competitive analysis, or strategic goals. And when selecting metrics for your dashboard, it's important to focus on those that are actionable, relevant to your goals, and that provide insights into the health and performance of your business. You must always consider your audience and tailor the metrics accordingly to ensure that your audience understands the dashboard and can glean insights from it. But if that all sounds a bit textbooky, let me fill you in on a practical example of what I think I would want on my dashboard and what I'm actually going to go ahead and design. I want to call out financials. I want to look at my monthly sales versus budget, and I'll probably graph that. I want to look at my year-to-date sales versus year-to-date budget, and I'll probably graph that as well. And then I'd like to see a pie chart of the different revenue types in my business with a year-to-date look at that as a metric. And I want to call out separately the out-of-scope revenue in our business for the month in question of the dashboard so that we can know the difference between our monthly recurring revenue and what the cherry on top is, the out-of-scope stuff that we're earning on top of that recurring revenue. I want to have a section on the dashboard dedicated to production and efficiency, where I call out client month-end deadlines that were met on time and client activity statement deadlines that were met on time. And I want to call out the percentage of client monthly realization rates that met our hourly rate target. That's a big sentence, but what I mean by that is we have a set retainer fee. Often work takes longer than what that fee assumes the hourly target to be. So we look at hours versus revenue for each client every month, and then we work out what the realization rate was for that client, and then we compare that to what we want the hourly rate to be. So that's always a very powerful metric that we track in my business every month, and I really want to bring the team on the journey regarding that so that they know the real impact of their efficiency and productivity on our profitability. And I also want to call out overdue work items from our workflow software to make sure everyone is using our workflow software accurately and being up to date with it. I want to have a section on sales where we list the client pipeline that we have, the number of businesses on that pipeline and their names, and then quote who we've lost and won in the month that we're looking at. I've never really cared about this, but I think a good one would be monthly website visits just to check that our website is working for us. So I'd have to use Google Analytics for that. I don't know that I really care about this either, but I'd consider putting on social media follower growth just to check that we're going in the right direction, because Instagram is a place that we get a lot of our business clients. And then I think a good metric to have would be how many freebies have been downloaded from our website each month, just to check that we are staying relevant and providing information that people want. I would like a section on the dashboard dedicated to quality and feedback, where we could call out recent feedback, be it positive or negative received. And we've started tracking a net promoter score in our business where we've been asking clients to rank us. So I think that would be useful to bring the team on that journey as well. And lastly, I'd like a section on staff where we call out training completed on time and overdue work items by staff member, just so we can ensure we're all doing what's required of us as employees of my business. So yeah, that's how I'd like my dashboard to look, and that's what I'm going to go and design in due course. So how do you go about designing a dashboard? Well, there are various options and approaches you could take, and the appropriate one for your business will depend on your business needs, your budget, and your team capacity to update the dashboard. So let me just run you through some ideas that might pique your interest. Number one would be to use dashboard software. And if you're in it for the long haul and want to start out as you wish to continue, then I'd encourage you to consider software. So some options, but there are many out there if you start Googling dashboard software. But the main options would be Power BI if you're a Microsoft user, or Google Looker Studio if you're a Google user. Or if you wanted a paid option, then just type in dashboard software and see what takes your interest. Number two option is to DIY using Excel or Google Sheets or Canva. So Canva, if you type in dashboards, you will see so many templates that will give you inspiration. They would require you to just like manually plug in the data, which isn't very efficient, especially if you're in it for the medium haul or the long haul. But you could use the designs in Canva as inspiration to then go back to Excel or Google Sheets and create them using data, which would allow you to chart and graph that data in Excel or Google Sheets. Just an idea. And number three is to use what you already have access to. So if you're a Xero user, then for $10 extra per month, you can get access to Xero Analytics Plus, which gives you a business snapshot financial dashboard, which has so many great financial metrics in it, and it's presented really beautifully. You can trial this for a couple of months if you're not ready to commit to that extra cost. Also, the executive summary report in Xero isn't a dashboard, but it has key metrics in it that you could use in your dashboard, and that's already available to you in the report section of Xero. If you're a Shopify user, you could just go to the analytics page in Shopify and a sales dashboard is already created for you, and you could just present this to your team or your management, or you could cut and paste from this dashboard into another dashboard where you combine other metrics. Workflow software often has insights or analytics that are available to you. In my business, Straight Up Bookkeeping, we use Carbon for our practice workflow, and there is a section called Insights, which shows open work items by staff member and client and time to complete tasks and work completed versus work due. There's really cool metrics in there, and we can just swipe them and put them in our dashboard that we're going to go and create in my business. And also Google Analytics. So most of us will know that Google Analytics gives you really powerful insights about your website around visits and sessions and pages. So you already have so much dashboarding data at your fingertips. It's just a matter of taking the time to collate that data and maybe putting it in a central repository so that it's more powerful and so that you're inclined to update it regularly so that you can make good business decisions off the back of that data. So what now? Well, hopefully I've inspired you or at least got you thinking about how a business dashboard might be useful in your business. Whilst this is fresh in your head, I would encourage you to take a pen and paper or type notes in your phone about what you would love to see at a glance each week or month on a dashboard and how that data could best be shown. Then think about how you could get a minimum viable dashboard up and running in your business and who is the best person to manage that process. It might be you, or if you're lucky, it might be another team member who has a talent for dashboarding. And if you're a solopreneur wondering if you really need to prepare a dashboard for yourself, then I would answer that yes, perhaps you do, of sorts at least. I don't want to load you with extra work or tell you to lose hours in dashboard creation processes, but I do want you to consider the power of tracking key metrics in your business on a regular basis. Whatever level of business you're at and however many people on your team there are, knowing how your business is performing from various angles on a regular basis where you can compare your progress is going to help you make more powerful decisions than if you weren't looking at this data. And for those bookkeepers intending to join me in the next round of Bookkeeping It Real, the group mentoring program, then I will reveal my finished dashboard to you in that. Be sure to sign up to the waitlist if you want more details as the program is launching this week. Have a wonderful week and I will catch you next time.